You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to the latest episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you. Another episode, took the week off last week, so you could hear that interview with Bruce Smith on Circling the Wagons. If you haven't heard it yet, I encourage you to go back to BuffaloRumblings.com to check it out. Bruce Smith on the channel, doing everything he can, talking Buffalo Bills with us. So definitely worth your listen, but happy to be back with you. The Buffalo Bills sitting at 3-0. Looking forward to the New England Patriots coming to New Era Field on Sunday. And it's interesting, got a few news items to really take care of first, but then kind of moving forward with it, we'll talk a little bit about the matchup on Sunday. Most interesting of note at Thursday's practice, Devin Singletary was back at practice. Multiple reports saying that he was on the field. And obviously it's going to be important for him as a weapon for the Bills to compete, not just against the Patriots on Sunday, but for the rest of the season. You never know with these hamstring injuries and how long they linger and what that means. But by all indications, with him being on the practice field on Thursday, have to feel optimistic that he could be in the lineup at New Era Field on Sunday. And really that complimentary back to Frank Gore. And I realize we talk about Gore a lot on the podcast. Like what we saw from him against the Bengals last weekend as the Bills improved to 3-0. But you definitely did not see that same big playability that the Bills get from Devin Singletary out of TJ Yeldon. And from that standpoint, if Singletary can be back on the field on Sunday, a huge plus for Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills, and their offense. So more info to come on there. And be sure to check in with BuffaloRumblings.com for any updates as it ties to Singletary's status leading up to Sunday's game against the New England Patriots. Less positive news, I guess you could say. Obviously, you already know that Harrison Phillips is out for the season with the torn ACL that he suffered during the game on Sunday. And obviously an unfortunate injury for the Bills and for Phillips. An interesting guy, right? It's been really, Bills fans have connected with him since he was drafted in 2018 in the third round, the famous Pancho Bila pick that took place, and just how he's ingrained himself in the community since being drafted by the Bills. You didn't hear a lot about him during the preseason. You didn't hear a lot coming out of training camp. A lot of the focus on some of the newer guys that were in the lineup. But really, from that standpoint, Phillips had been playing well, you know, throughout these first 3 weeks of the season, really, you know, getting, you know, close to as many snaps as Star Lotulelei. And Phillips was showing some nice progress, making an impact on that defensive line. Now he is out for the remainder of the season. Kyle Pecco takes the spot for him, which is, for the Bills, the next man up mentality. It will be something for us to watch on Sunday, though. Star Lotulelei is not a guy that plays a high percentage of snaps for the Bills. What will they look to do? Will we see more of Ed Oliver, potentially Jordan Phillips maybe going to the one technique spot, or is Kyle Pecco going to get some, you know, kind of thrown into the fire against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots offense? From that standpoint, it is interesting when you talk about Star Lotulelei. And on this podcast, or if you listen back before when I used to do Believe with my buddy there, John Boccacino, you know, you'd hear me defend Lotulelei in a lot of ways because this is not a guy that is going to put up big stats. He's not going to get sacks. You're not going to see him getting tackles for loss. You're going to see him, you know, taking up space and occupying two offensive linemen at one time to allow others along the front four or your linebackers to, you know, to kind of run free and do what they need to do on the defensive side of the ball. You know, now we start to look at things and you say, all right, well, Phillips was kind of outplaying him throughout these first 3 weeks. Latulale's numbers were going down a little bit. I do think it's something to monitor for him because, again, it doesn't show up statistically, but it does show up when you talk about playing time, what his snap count is going to look like against the Pats on Sunday heading into this game. And really, you know, again, before the, you know, the 2018 season, when he signs, you know, the $50 million contract at $10 million per year, many of fans kind of scratching their head and looking at that have always defended the signing in many ways because what his ability does, it allows the other defenders to do what they need to do. But with that being said, I kind of take a look at it and think to myself, just, you know, something worth monitoring, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Another thing I'll be monitoring heading into the game on Sunday is Cole Beasley. And I say this in meaning I just have this sneaky feeling, and I'm not quite sure why, right? It's just one of those hunches that you go out with. But this is going to be a Cole Beasley game against the New England Patriots. I look at it and thinking to myself, okay, is Belichick going to have Stephon Gilmore on John Brown throughout the game? Is that going to limit his potential and what that can be? You know, we've heard him talk about trying to keep Allen in the pocket. I do think it's this type of setup, right? And Cole Beasley being the Julian Edelman of the Buffalo Bills, that maybe Beasley is in store for a big game. And by a big game, I'm talking about a large number of catches being that safety valve for Josh Allen and kind of running free underneath on Sunday against the Patriots. So nothing more than really a hunch that comes with this piece. But as I look at Beasley, I think he could be that guy that's in for a big game. I always give you the different things that I look for in each of these matchups. You come through with it, right? Devin Singletary, the impact that he can make, Star Latulale and his snap counts, and Cole Beasley looking for him to have a big game, maybe hitting double digits in catches against the Patriots defense and helping Buffalo move the chains consistently, keep Tom Brady and the Patriots offense off the field at New Era. So as we go into this, right, kind of as I look to this game, and it's interesting, and it might be one of those situations, it's maybe it's just me, maybe it's a lot of Bills fans that feel this way, but Sunday's game against the Patriots, right now, to me, it feels like just another football game. And I think back to the years past, especially when Rex Ryan was the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, that so much stock would be placed in the two regular season games against the New England Patriots, right? And I don't say this meaning that it's in no way is this a defeatist attitude or just like, oh, I don't think the Bills have a chance or anything like that. That is not the case at all. But almost just a confidence in what Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean have put together with the Buffalo Bills, where the franchise is going, that this truly is just another game. The team is sitting at 3-0. It's not a must-win game. If the Bills win, obviously it's fantastic, right? And we can look at it and we can be excited and we can talk about winning the AFC East and what the rest of the year is going to look like. And we can all feel good about that. And I will be at the front of the line sharing that. If the Bills lose on Sunday and drop to 3-1, not to sound like Bill Belichick, but right, you're on to Tennessee. It's one game. It's one of 16. If the Buffalo Bills lose, they lose. You go on to the next one. You've got Tennessee. Then you've got a bye. And then you've got Miami. And those are two games that I would expect the team to win. I think in many ways with this, though, when you say it's just being treated as another game, it does come back to just having that confidence in the direction of where things are going for the franchise. I'm not declaring Josh Allen to be a franchise quarterback yet, but we've seen enough from him to have at least a sense of optimism that he can be that guy as he continues to progress. And we've seen the two fourth quarter comebacks. Granted, they've been comebacks, you know, because of his own doing with the, you know, different turnovers that he's had and some lackluster play in the third quarter, most notably against the Jets and against the Bengals this past weekend. But with this, you've got a quarterback that has led his team to scoring drives to finish games against the Jets, against the Bengals, a good performance against the Giants. So you feel that sense of, you know, it's not like this game validates anything if the Bills lose this game. It's not a measuring stick game. It's not that you're trying to prove yourself. If you lose the game, you're sitting at 3-1. It's one game out of 16 on the schedule. If the goal is to make the playoffs, sure, you want to win as many as you can, but you're not going to put more stock in the game against the New England Patriots than you are against the Cincinnati Bengals or the Miami Dolphins or the Tennessee Titans, whoever else you play down the stretch throughout this season. So as you look at it, it's interesting because and again, you see different things on Twitter. You hear some guys out there talking tough or whatever it is, bravado. You can't park here if you have this type of license plate. Or if I see this guy, I'm like, cut it out, man. Right? One, it's a football game. You go out, all that type of bravado, whatever it is, it's a football game. It's on your regular schedule. And you look at it and you keep that same type of demeanor, that same type of just calm as a Sean McDermott. You look at his press conferences this week, you know, he's complimentary whoever the team is playing. He doesn't get too high. He doesn't get too low. And again, it takes me back out. You think those Rex Ryan teams, how like amped the coaching staff was and the players would be and everybody was on edge and Aaron Williams' head is about ready to explode on the sidelines. It's just one game. That's it. If it was week 17 and, you know, it's a win and you're in playoff type of scenario, okay, you want to be a little bit more amped up with that, that's fine. It's week 4. It's making progress. So as Herman Edwards would say, right, you play to win the game. But that's it. It's one game. It's one out of 16 on your schedule. So for myself, I think for a lot of Bills fans, it's interesting. You come into New Era Field, the team is 3-0, the Patriots are 3-0, it's Tom Brady, it's Bill Belichick. You want to win the AFC East, you want to do all of these great things, but I think you take a step back, you look at it, and you just feel like, man, our franchise for the first time in a real long time is in a position to be successful. And that definition of success, I know it means different things for different people, but you look at the roster and you say to yourself, man, we've revamped the offensive line. They still have to do a little gelling. Some of these young guys, you know, Cody Ford, he's got to find his place. He can show some improvement, but I feel pretty good about where this unit is. Talked about Josh Allen and you like the progress that he's shown, the ability to have those come from behind wins and to make some big plays. Yeah, we got to work out some kinks. But I like things are going with him. The running backs, Devin Singletary, right? Looks like he'll be on the field on Sunday. Love the big playability, the explosiveness, what he can do. And of course, the steady from Frank Gore and what he continues to do despite his age. I feel good about what's taking place there. Pass catchers, John Brown, Cole Beasley, Dawson Knox running people over. We've even seen flashes from Tommy Sweeney. Lee Smith catching passes. I mean, what's going on here? But again, you look at this group, you think to yourself, all right, they could be a little bit better, but I like where things are going with this group. And heck, on the defensive side of the ball, you return 10 out of 11 starters. Ed Oliver is the number 9 pick, a rookie. You know, he's saying the right things. He's looking to improve. He's looking to make an impact. I like where things are going with this group. So it's less about just this one week and trying to validate something or to prove something or to say, oh, we can beat the Patriots and just wear that as a badge of honor. But it's more just about feeling like the Buffalo Bills are a good football team and that they can continue to be a good football team throughout the season. And I say that knowing that they're not a finished product, right? And that's okay because the arrow is pointing up for so many of these guys on the roster and what you want them to do and what you want them to be. And there's just this sense for me, again, that Sunday is just another game. So this is going to wrap up this week's episode of Believe. As always, I appreciate you guys tuning in. I appreciate you subscribing to the Buffalo Rumblings podcast channel and, of course, visiting buffalorumblings.com all the time. When you do subscribe, you get all our great shows. You get Believe. You get Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, Circling the Wagons, Blitz Bills, our newest show, The Mafia Mavens, of course, Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, and the Nick and Nolan Show. So for everybody, we appreciate you tuning in. Looking forward to a great matchup at New Era Field against the Patriots on Sunday. And as always, go Bills. Take care.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
Claude 3 from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point of the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skill and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who use Anthropic to navigate this new frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, today. Jumpstart your genius with Claude 3 by Anthropic.